have to do with this week? So the answer is two answers. One, there's a special hidden agenda that I have when I'm saying the schmooze, which is not really true. The second answer is that I saw in a sefer quoted this medrash. The person that, you know, that brings in the svarim, so he brought in some sefer that quoted this medrash. And it's such an amazing medrash that there are three amazing chidushim on this medrash, but mainly one that caught my eye. I said, I must say a shmooze on this medrash. So I'm sure you all notice the amazing shmooze, but we'll say it anyway. If you didn't notice it, even better. But the medrash itself is hard to read. Because the medrash in Esther, it goes on the fact that the beginning of Esther, that Ahasuerus made a suda. So it's discussing making sudas. Okay. So Bar Yochanani, this person, Bikesh Lasa Sudasa de Gedere Raimi. If this one read the med, because it's a little hard to read. He wanted to make a Suda for the dignitaries of Rome. Apparently he's in Amora, Tan, I don't know. Omar Ninaf Ben Ireno. So this Bar Yochanani was a regular person, apparently, from person. He decided he'll ask his landsman, person from the same city, how to make a suda, no advice. He's making this important, this big affair. He's inviting the G'dayli Raimi. So he asked him. Also they got base, he went to him. Amrele, he told him, E boys and Mikre, sorry, if you're inviting 20 guests of an Esther Mechamsha, you should prepare for 25. The in boy and a mikwe esther mechapshin, and if you're combining 25, over it's awesome. Prepare for 30. Even though that's the parish on the top, says that mathematically that doesn't make sense, because you know if you're proportionally, if you're making for 25, that means you have to add an extra fifth. So that's why you go up to 30. So if you're inviting 30, if you're inviting if you're doing 20, you go to 25, that means you're adding a fourth, right? Well, 20, a fourth of 20 is 5. So if you're inviting 20, then you're adding an extra fourth, a 25%, and you're moving it up to 25. So if you're inviting 25, and you do a fourth of 25, so it should be really, you should add 6 and a little bit more. And it should go up to 31. But there's some din, whatever. You say no matter what the number is, you always add 5 extra portions. It says makes no difference how many people coming. Also, Huba Ovid the Esther Arba, he made for 24. Vikar Esther Chamisha. So the way explains it is he Ovid the Esther V'Chamisha means in his first shot. What does he say again? He prepared for 24 means that he made 29 portions. That's what he says. Ovid Esther Mechar, but he prepared what, according to this formula, would have been the right amount for 24 people. So in other words, he prepared 29 portions because always adding 5. But he invited 25 people. So according to the formula, he was supposed to prepare 30 meals, and he only prepared 29 meals. So they ended up, sure enough, that one dish was missing. Manda Amar Kitzma Kin Kitin Kitin. Okay, it's the different things. The way he said that they were relatively not important things, but they were for missing some kind of vegetable or some kind of day in tomorrow. Okay. He was missing some salad or something that one person, Chashiv Roim, did not get, something they were supposed to get for the Suda. So I see the have yod kamei. So the person making the suda, He went to the person who didn't get whatever he got left out. He didn't get a salad. And he gave him instead gold. He said to show him, that isn't, don't think that, you know, I was being stingy. I couldn't afford it. You know, I'm ready to give you gold for the, you know, it's to make up for the fact that you didn't get the salad. So this Roman went ahead and threw his gold in his face. I came here to eat. What am I going to do with your gold? I can't eat the gold. I need your gold. I'm a rich guy. I don't need your gold. I want to have a nice meal. You didn't give me a nice meal. I'm upset. Okay, that's just a smooth story. Also, the guy was Rav Yaisi. So his route, this person came back to Rav Yaisi. They told him what happened, that he only made, he invited 25, and he only made 4 extra instead of 5 extra. Rabbi, the truth is, I shouldn't tell you what happened, because you told me not to do it. So it's like I'm embarrassing myself. I'm telling you that I didn't listen to your advice. Min bidyin kach amrina, but the reason why I'm telling it to you, because I have a question. Okay, I understand that you know the secrets of the Torah. Shema chadre suda, but how do you know about a suda? How did you know such a thing? Like, where in the world, you're a Talmid Chacham, you sit and learn all day. Okay, so if the Shaitan, you're a Deya, Choshe Mishpat, the Shaitan Halacha, I ask you, but it comes how to make a party that you know that you should have 5 extra dishes, where in the world did you get that from? You know, where? How do you know that? He says, Amrene, hey, yes, I know the rules of the Suda. Af Chedri Suda Ginanu, not just this rule, I'm a bucky in how to make parties. I know all the rules of Sudas. Amrene Dominat, how did you know this? Oh, so it says, Amrene Mi David, it's our pasuk from David. Iksiv Ayovo Avner El David. David, Avner came to David. Vimo Esrim Anashim, there are 20 people Anashim. Vayas David Avner Anashim Ito Mishta. So it says, Vayas David Avner Anashim Ito Mishta. So it says, should have just said, Vayas Mishta. You know, this redundant. Obviously, it says, Vayavo Avner El David with 20 people. So just say, Vayas Mishta. And it'll be understood, obviously, who made the Mishta? David for Avner. Instead, it says, Vayas David Avner Vanoshim Yesher Ito Mishta. So there's in the interim, there's David Avner Noshim Ito. There are 5 words extra stuck in the middle. Could have just left out the 5 words. Just said, Vayas David Mishta. He said, Vayas Mishta Enksiv Khan, and Anosher Ito Mishta. So therefore, from the fact that Torah wrote an extra 5 words, I know the Torah is teaching you that you always have to have 5 extra portions. That's the Medrash. So I thought this was such an amazing Medrash. I don't want to say 3 Chidushim, but the first one, the one that caught my eye, is Amaisa Shahaya. When I was in Queens, she was secretary then, and somebody, some Rav, whatever, came to Queens, and he spoke at some shul on the importance of listening to Das Torah, something, a topic which is very dear to Rashiva's heart. And he gave him many reasons why you're supposed to listen to Das Torah. The Gedolim, I think it's special, Siyata Deshmaya. Because Baruch Hu, the Gadol says something, Hashem's going to give him Siyata Deshmaya. A Gadol is smarter than most people. A Gadol has Yashris of the Torah. Since he learned so much Torah, so he thinks like the Torah. So when he approaches every problem, he's approaching it like the Torah. And some other reasons. So the person, someone came over to Rashiva and told the person, Rashiva, thought Rashiva would be like to hear, but you know, Rashiva always spoke about listening to Das Torah. And then the question was, I think it wasn't clear. The question was, what about Das Torah? It's something which is not a halachic shayla. Obviously, if it's a halachic shayla, of course you listen to him. But if they say the Gadol says who you should vote for in the election, or something which is not seemingly in this, you know, nothing to do with halacha. So he said, these reasons you should listen. They get siyata deshmaya, they have yashris of thinking, they think the same way the Torah. So Rashiva said, "Ay, the guy blew it. He got the wrong reason. He doesn't have the main reason." He says, the main reason, all these reasons are fluky. Okay, the guy gets siyata deshmaya. Okay. Does he always get Siyat Shmei? Maybe he's not. You know, to get Siyat Shmei, you have to be a super tzaddik. Maybe he's not such a tzaddik. You know, I don't think he's smart. Okay, but I'm also smart. You know, and I went to college and I got a PhD in this field. So even though he's smart, but I'm smarter. You know, and no, he says the main reason you're supposed to listen to the Gadol is because for the exact same reason that you would listen to him when you have a shayla on Yeridaya. You have a shayla, the food's kosher. You think you're smarter than him, but he learned Shulchan Aruch and you didn't. And there's a shayla, it's a beferish of Ramah, it's a beferish of Taz, it's a beferish of Shulchan Aruch. He said, you didn't learn Shulchan Aruch, he learned Shulchan Aruch. There's a beferish of Shulchan Aruch that says that if milk spills in the pot, this is what you're supposed to do. So you can't paskin based on your seichel. It's a pasuk, it's a Shulchan Aruch. The Talmud Chacham knows the Shulchan Aruch, so that's why you listen to the Das Torah in a Psak, because it's a Shulchan Aruch and he paskins. So Rishiva said that the Torah, it says Havibah the Kulabah, the Mishnah Perchei Avos. The Torah doesn't just talk about pots of chickens and meat and milk. The Torah talks about everything. So when a Talmud Chacham paskins whether you should vote for Biden or Trump, it's because there's a beferish, a pasuk in the Torah that says who you're supposed to vote for. You don't know the pasuk. That's because you're not a Talmud Chacham, but a Talmud Chacham who knows to learn the Torah. So he understands, that that there's such a pasuk because this is Trump represents this and Biden represents this, and there's a pasuk that says that when these two forces disagree, what are you supposed to do? So there's a pasuk. It's not a pasuk. It's a medrash. It's a chazal. But the Talmud Chacham is paskening. A real Talmud Chacham is a real gadol. When he paskens on midi da'alma, it's because he has a source in the Torah. It's not just a gut feeling. Well, you know, my seichel, my intellect tells me this is what we should do. And then you can say, well, I disagree. I have a PhD. My intellect's better. She said, that's not why he's paskening. He's paskening because he says it's in the Torah. So this is Kemat Beferish. I was so excited what the Yeshiva said. Here, this person, his name Rav Ozer Rav Yaisi, he's paskening Midi D'Alma, nothing to do with Shulchan, with Halacha seemingly, how to make a party. And he basically says, I'm an expert in Hilchus parties. He tells. He says, he asks him, how do you know party? He says, we know, Lanu, not just me, Lanu, Tamid Achamim, Hashadosh Baruch Hu told us how to make parties. You want to, any question you want to know about how to make a party? I know. How do I know? Not because I'm brilliant. There's a pasuk. You should know the beferish of pasuk. Now, I would never in a million years see that from the pasuk, right? And I don't even understand how he got it from the pasuk. Even after the five extra words, so who says five extra words means you make five extra portions? I don't know. But he, in his the Talmud Chacham, is a beferish pasuk. So I got so excited. Because it's mamish. This was Rashiva's hashkafa that he was married. He said this person, he got the whole wrong reason. That's not the reason. Das Torah is that if you know Medrash, you know Chazal, and you know Psukim, and you know how to learn the Ian, you can figure Medama Milsa to Milsa. Almost history repeats itself, and every case is a repeat of previous cases. It's just the same. It's just same thing in a different surah, but it's the same basic underlining issues. And a Talmud Chacham can understand that find them. I'm a Koran Chazal. How to behave? So here, this I probably was a Tana, Rav Ozer, Rav Yosi, finds a pasuk that he can die. How to do Hilchos Seudah? Okay. And that was what to me was like the most amazing thing about this Chazal, that the Chazal is pretty much beferish that the Talmid Achamim know Midi De'Alma from Chazal. Not because they're smart, and not because they have Ruach HaKodesh, and not because they think like the Torah. They know it from a Chazal. Okay. Once I've been making a shmooth on this Chazal, so I want to make two other points. First of all, okay. make one, we'll start one point. The Maisa, it doesn't make any sense. Like, if you're going ahead and you're, the way the he sets it up, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk doesn't say how, it says 20 people and you add 5. But if it's 25 people, you also add 5. So the way the Aitzhiyazah says, it's a Gosev, I don't know, you know. The Pasuk says you add 5, you add 5. That's it. He says inside. I'm sorry, where did he say it? Okay. So what's interesting is that apparently there are certain things in life that don't follow the rules of what we would think are not logic. You know, there's just like science, I think now is coming up. That there's not everything, it seems, we used to think that everything was logical. There's a logical, mathematical formula, everything you could, you know, predict how things are. But now there's things, there's such a thing as theory, things are random, and this, things are not, we don't, there are rules, but the rules don't always, are not necessarily, you know, it's consistent, maybe, but they're not, They don't necessarily make logical sense to us. For example, I'll give you an example. There's a concept that we follow chazaka. So, you know, if something had a previous status, we assume it has the same status. So I remember, it could be it's a machlekes between Rav Baruch Ber and Rav Elchanan. But I remember Rav Shia telling me that Rav Baruch Ber said that if a person goes ahead and you have something had a chazaka, and had a chowin, had a cheskes kashrus. And now there's a 50% chance that milk spilt in the chowin. Right? The guy was walking with a cup of milk, and he slipped, and the milk spilled, and the odds are 50% the milk spilled in the chowin, 50% it didn't. So the cheskes kashrus says that the milk, that the chowin's kosher. Said Rabbi Ber, you can get up and say, I know for sure the milk didn't spill in the chowin. He says, how do you know? Chazaka says so. He says, what are you talking about? Chazaka. Because there's a chazaka that was kosher yesterday that tells me that the milk didn't spill in the chowin. Well, that makes no sense. Because yesterday was kosher, so that somehow put a mystical protection, the milk couldn't spill in the chowin. There's no logic to that. Okay, there's a halacha. Hashem made a halacha that chowin is kosher. He said, no. Rabbi Abir said, it's not a halacha. Hashem said the milk doesn't spill in the chowent. You understand it? No, too bad on you. That's how it is. Hashem made the world. He knows what he's doing. He says that there's a chazaka, milk doesn't spill in the chowent. Now, if you know the milk's spilled in the chowent, the milk's spilled in the chowent. But if you don't know the milk's spilled in the chowent, then there's a chazaka, that means the milk didn't spill in the chowent. Does it make logical sense? No. But that's how it is. Not everything in the world has to make logical sense. Hashem runs the world. So here is a very nice example of that. I know it could be Rav Elchanan has a piece. He says not like that over there. Rav Elchanan says that he has a question if you could make a shua deraisa that milk didn't spill in the chowin. He says you shouldn't make a shua, but he said Rav Baruch Ber said you can make a shua that milk didn't spill in the chowin. But the same thing. It's like this is here is a nice example. There's a pasuk in the Torah that when you're making a suda, you prepare 5 extra portions. It doesn't make a difference. You're making for 20, you're making for 25, you're making for 30, you're making for... You prepare 5 extra portions. Does that make any sense? No. Okay, but that's the way it is. Hashem makes the world. Hashem made the Teva. And it was Koveya the Teva. According, this is the base of the Teva. It's a very... It's also a fascinating thing that we have to realize that things in the world don't necessarily run. There are rules. But the rules are made by Kosh Baruch Hu. And they don't necessarily run based on scientific rules that has to be followed, the rules of logic. They're rules. Hashem made this is a rule. This is the way it is, based on a pasuk. The pasuk is Koveya, the Metzius. So the pasuk says that you make 5 extra portions, then that makes a Metzius, that you have to always have 5 extra portions. And that determines the facts of the ground. So those basically, okay. I'll leave the other issue. But the basic what I you know, from this chazal, the two basic chidushim. The first chidush is that the Gedolei Torah are paskening. He doesn't say, I paskin the Suda because I have Ruach HaKodesh. He doesn't say, because I could see out the Dishmaya. He says, I paskin Hilchos Suda because I have a Mekor in Chazal. And that's basically what Rosh Yeshiva said, that the Gedolim are usually able. They may, if they can't, they'll tell you maybe. But if you ask him a Shaila, and they paskin, it's based on the fact that they find the Mekor in Chazal. And therefore, it's Mamish, a Halacha, that you have to listen to them. If you don't listen to them, you're going against Chazal. And the second thing is that you see that the world runs according to the Torah. If there's a puzzling in the Torah is koveya the mitzias, even though it's not logical why this should be, puzzling makes it. Once there's a puzzling, that's the world. The world runs, it's histako baraiso bara alma, so that Hashem looked at the world follows whatever it says in the Torah. It says in the Torah that you need five extra portions, that you need five portions, and it's not based on some logical psychology, whatever. The Torah was koveya, and now that's the mitzias, whether you have irrelevant on the amount of people you have. Okay. Did you see it?